This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Two people died in a small plane crash in Montrose Monday morning. The county sheriff's office told the Denver Post the single-engine airplane crashed and caught fire shortly after takeoff, about 2 miles from the Montrose Regional Airport. The National Transportation Safety Board will investigate the cause of the crash. There's a special election in Douglas County today asking residents whether the county should become a home rule county. CPR's Stephanie Wolf explains what that means.
In the 50 years since Colorado started allowing county home rule, only two counties have voted to do it. Now, depending on what voters decide, Douglas could become the third. Home rule gives counties more latitude in how they set up their government operations, like how many commissioners they have. But it does not let counties disregard state laws local officials disagree with. If Douglas County's home rule vote passes, the next step will be for an elected commission to draft a charter laying out how the county will operate. I'm Stephanie Wolf, CPR News.
Much of Colorado is experiencing dry and drought-like conditions, but the Arkansas River Basin in southern Colorado had a comparatively strong snowpack, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Justin Lewin is a hydrologist with the National Weather Service. He says the snowpack, paired with frequent afternoon rain showers and rainy days, have so far staved off drought conditions in that region.
Over the last month or so, we have seen some pretty beneficial widespread precipitation throughout southeast Colorado, especially out over the I-25 corridor and eastward onto the plains.
The latest data does not take into account this past weekend's heat. You are listening to CPR News and KRCC. Find more on CPR.org and KRCC.org.